Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. Hey, if we haven't had the chance to connect recently, my name is David Trotter. I'm the host of Inspiration Rising, also the founder of Rise Up Creatives and the Rise Up Business Academy. And I am just passionate about helping entrepreneurs and business owners start and grow their businesses. Particularly over the last couple of years, I've been helping female entrepreneurs. People often ask me, why are you doing that? That is so weird. I go, I know. Late 2018, when my wife and I sat down and I said, hey, I want to start helping people on a more of a day-to-day basis rather than a year-to-year basis by producing and directing the films that I was creating. And she said, okay. And I said, I really would like to do coaching, consulting, podcasting. She said, well, who would be the audience? Who would be the people where, you know, you would want to connect with? I said, well, we looked back over the course of my life, 25 years of ministry and marketing and movies, and the group of people that I seem to have the greatest connection with and help the most tend to be women, around kind of the 30 to 50 year old, you know, age range. And I told my wife, I go, I don't know why this is. Maybe it's because I'm hot and, like, you know, I got a six pack like Brad Pitt or, you know, Matthew McConaughey, or, you know. She's like, no, most people mistake you for Will Ferrell. Okay, that's pretty much what people mistake you for. Okay, so that's probably not the reason. I have a lot of different reasons why I think that I connect better with women and helping women. But here's the bottom line. I love, absolutely love championing and highlighting incredible female entrepreneurs and leaders. And that's what Inspiration Rising is all about. And so I hope you enjoy our interviews over the last 180 plus episodes. And of course, I toss in a solo episode here like today just to share some of my own thoughts and wisdom and experiences in life. But I am honored that you listen and you're a part of the community. I'd love to hear from you, frankly. If this podcast is helping you, shoot me a quick line, david@insporising.com, I-N-S-P-O-R-I-S-I-N-G, David, hold on, we're going to get it right, david@insporising.com. There you go. So I'd love to hear from you just about how the podcast has impacted you or a particular episode that has touched you. That would be super fun for me. Hey, last week, I had the privilege of being interviewed myself on 7 different podcasts. I've been trying to get the word out about Rise Up Creatives and Inspiration Rising and the things that I'm doing and sharing some of my own life stories and wisdom. And so I had the privilege of being on 7 podcasts. One of those podcasts is called Reality with Vicky. Reality with Vicky. You can listen to it on any podcast app. Now, Vicky is Vicky Gunvalson. And she was on Rich Housewives of Orange County for 14 years. Yeah, I connected with her online, and so she invited me to be on her show. And when we got started talking, and I can share this stuff because it's going to be public on her podcast here soon, but I highly recommend, I'll promote it on social media, but I highly recommend that you listen to this episode because it was a phenomenal exchange. But she was just sharing about some transitions going on in her life. She's recently transitioned off the show after 14 seasons. That's an incredible run for somebody to be on a reality show for 14 seasons on Rich Housewives of Orange County. And she's turning 59 here soon. She said to me, David, I've got a lot of transitions. I'm selling my house. I'm buying a new one. I'm a little nervous about entering into, you know, 59. I've got all these things that are happening. She was just sharing some with very vulnerably. She is, first of all, I'm going to tell you, she's a very smart woman. She owns Codo Financial, where it is a financial planning and insurance company. And so she does a lot of things with finances and money makeovers and financial wellness. And you can check that out online if you just search Koto, C-O-T-O, financial.com. But she was talking about entering into, you know, this next year, 59. And it was, there are times when I coach and consult people where there's just this, right, this lightning moment where it just like this cool little turn of phrase or a new way of thinking or new way of, you know, talking about something. And she was talking about how that she had been on this reality show for 14 years and those four, I'm not 14 years, 14 seasons. And she has not really had control of the storyline because the directors, producers, and so forth, they, she felt like were not representing her real life. Okay. We all know reality shows are not real. So she was having her story, the story of her life, written by someone else. Yeah. And I said, oh, Vicky, I said, you know what's so powerful is that you are entering into season 59 of your life. You're entering into season 59, and you have the pen in your hand to write whatever story you want. Isn't that powerful? It no longer does someone else have the pen to edit, change, modify, reorient the story that would appear on TV. Okay, they had that power. But now you're entering into season 59 of your life, and you have the power to write whatever story you want. Oh, I literally have chills right now. Just this concept of the seasons of our life, right? I've thought about seasons before, but not in the context of kind of like a reality show in different years. It just made me think about my life a little differently. I started thinking, wow, I just entered into season 48 back in February. Season 48. Now, I have 52 years left to live because I'm living to 100. I told you that. I'm living to 100. I'm going to drop dead on my 100th birthday, go to sleep, boom, done, over. All right? So, season 48. What story am I, David Trotter, going to write for this season? Now, oftentimes, I have a desire for kind of a steady, even keel life, meaning I don't want to experience low lows. I try to avoid calamities, disasters, injuries, sickness, broken relationships, financial hardship. Don't we avoid all that stuff, right? We don't want to have those challenges or problems in our life. So we kind of, I would say if we were to write the story of our life, we'd go, no, I want just one high after another. Well, that's not a real story. That's not a real life, right? If you were to walk into a movie or read a novel and it was just one good thing after another in the character's life, there were no ups, downs, twists, or turns. It was just all either in keel, steady, or up, up, up. You'd get bored with that story. You'd be like, why did we pay to watch this movie? There's no transformation. There's no learning. There's no like hero. There's no, right? There's nothing that gets you going. And so I got to tell you, when I think about writing the story of my life, I want an adventurous life. Yeah. I want an adventurous life where I get to do all sorts of amazing things that are not just even keel. Okay. Because I'm going to get bored with that. That's not the story that I want to write for my life. Now, here's the thing that's so cool. I'm in control of the story that I write. There's no producer or director. Now, you may say, well, God's got our days. You know, okay, yeah, the divine is engaging in my life, of course. But the way that I think about my life, the way that I talk about my life, the choices that I make, I have free will to do all those things. Now, I can't control COVID. I can't control the economy. I can't control, you know, some natural disaster or sickness or disease necessarily, some weird thing that comes into my life. I can't control that. But what I can control is my thoughts, my attitude, my emotions, and my choices. And as I make those choices, I'm actually writing the story of my life. So I started thinking about this season of my life, this season, season 48, what do I want to do? Well, it's just a new way of thinking about the direction or, you know, of what I'm all about. And I said, man, in this season, season 48 of David Trotter's life, if you had like a trailer that it was like, this is what's coming soon, right? I go, oh man, David Trotter is meeting and collaborating with incredible guests on Inspiration Rising. Yeah, he gets the opportunity to talk to people that are so smart and courageous and so successful. He gets to learn from them. That's going to be amazing to see that unfold. I see David Trotter appearing on 50 podcasts, 50 different podcasts to share his passion about helping female entrepreneurs and about starting Rise Up Creatives. And yeah, I see that unfolding in the trailer, just him appearing on all these different podcasts, having so much fun collaborating and connecting with people. Oh, also in season 48, he's launching this new business, Rise Up Creatives, to help business owners stand out and save time on social media. Yeah, I see that growing in season 48 and him having fun and going through the ups and downs and challenges of starting a new social media online resource. I see in the story, as I'm writing the story, that David Trotter is increasing in mental and physical toughness and strength by completing the 75 Hard again. Yeah. If you have not heard about 75 Hard, you can Google it, or you can just go to listen to my wife and I talk about our experience with 75 Hard, which is insporising.com/75hard. It is an incredible mental toughness challenge, and my wife and I are starting it again tomorrow. Yeah, 75 days of mental and physical strength. I see the story unfolding of David Trotter's life over season 48 of him having weekly date nights with his wife, just like he had in season 47. I see him having three or four meals around the table with his family, just like he did in the previous seasons. I see him exploring new spiritual practices. I see him being courageous and making new friends in season 48. Yeah, I see all of those things. That's what I'm writing for the next season of my life. And you're going to be able to watch it unfold. You can hear about it here on the podcast. You can follow on social media, right? I post things on stories. You can follow, you know, all the places. You got it in the show notes. That's not the point. The point is that I have control over the story of my life. I'm writing a courageous story, an adventurous story. What about you? What about you? What are you writing for this season of your life? You know how old you are. You're in a new season. Oh man, yeah, I want you to think about, what are you writing? If somebody were to watch a trailer for the next season of your life, what would they see based on what you're writing? Don't allow someone else to pick up the pen of your life and write it for you. Don't be a victim or a martyr or a go with the flow. We'll just see what happens. I'm going to just leave it up to the divine or God. Yes, the divine God is with you every step of the way, but it is up to you, the story that you want to write for your life. And I believe that you have passions and dreams and hopes inside of you. You have that desire to start that new business, start an Etsy shop, start making that craft and sell it at farmers markets. I think you have a desire to buy and refurbish or flip a home. Maybe you want to be courageous and get, you know, start a new relationship. Maybe you need some new friends and you got to be courageous to move out in that, and that's part of the story that you want to write. Maybe you want to take your health to the next level and you're picking up the pen and going, okay, I'm going to make the decisions in order to see that story unfold. Yeah, maybe that's the story that you're going to write. I don't know, but I sure would love to hear about it. If you have been inspired by this concept and you're thinking about this next season of your life in a fresh way, and you're picking up the pen and taking control over the decisions of what you're going to write and not allow your spouse or partner or kids or, you know, your boss or whatever to write your story. No. Don't let them write your story. You write your story. You, of course, want to include them in your story, but you are the one who's writing your story. Tell me, shoot me an email, DM me, let me know what are you writing for this next season? How are you envisioning the next season of your life? Shoot me an email, david@insporising.com, or you can just DM me wherever it is. You have the pen in your hand to write your story. And I believe that you are writing an awesome, incredible, adventurous story where you're learning, you're growing, you're loving other people, you're expanding your business, you're earning more money, and you're increasing your health in every way, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and relationally. All right, I love you guys. I can't wait to hear what you're writing in this season of your life. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.